life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer that if you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toll that's right. Now listen. Ooh, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she sees. Have you ever thought you were trying to get close to me? Yeah. Think it over. Think it over, girl. But that's a sacrifice that life puts you through, puts you through, puts you through. Trust in me, my dear. Have no fear. You don't know, but God might have sent me here. Yeah. Think it over. Think it over. You better. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kale. I'm your host, Kale Marvette. I'd kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Hope everyone is having a great evening. And by all means, when you get on these highways, be sure to not text while driving. I want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Shalimar, and it's entitled, This is for the Lover in You.
Thank you. about to witness something quite spectacular.
That ain't even a word.
Or should I say spectacular?
Oh, that's better.
So I want everybody to put your glasses up. And we about to make a toast to love. Yeah, boy.
Never thought of a piece of mind.
When I make love to you,
Celebrate my love for you.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 26 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. We ask that you not text while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Shirley Murdoch, and it's entitled As We Lay.
without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life. Your mom and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you, knowing I got a wife? The gentleness of your touch, knowing I got someone else at home who needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Everybody's hooked on something. Or someone. Ain't that right, y'all?
Yeah, right.
Huh? I said just about everybody's hooked on something.
Yeah.
Or someone. Seems like I ought to be able to get a witness on that. Can I? And if you don't believe me, listen to this song. Some men hooked on women.
Some men hooked on money.
Oh yeah.
Some women hooked. Sweet little Well, I forgot my quitter and I'm on my way back and I started thinking, this show been acting strangely. And what is this I hear when I walk up to my bathroom door? You singing about some other woman? Let me tell you something, Mr. Looks So Good. From now on, this house is where you used to live. My, my, my. Don't we look pretty in that suit, my money boss? You better come on downstairs and have a seat. But don't you get too comfortable now, because you won't be here that long. Now, I'm not exactly sure about what you're doing, but I know you're doing something. I gave you the best years of my life, trying to be a good mother and a good wife. I made you what you are, you hear me? I paid the house note. I put you through school. I paid for that pretty car you ride your woman all rear men round in. Now, if I can't be number one, I will not be number two, unless I want to be. And right now, I'm in no mood to be number two. That's right, I got papers on you. And you do understand, my dear, that you must pay me to be free. That's what I said. You're going to pay me for my years and my tears and all my wasted years. And I know being with me hurts you. And I mean, you don't dig me anymore. But I'm hurting too. And you can tell that Disney broad, you know, the one you singing about, the miss sweet little thing that's always on your mind, that I'm not letting you out of this unless you buy me out. I'm not going through no more hard times or bad times, because I can do bad all by myself. All by myself. Yeah, I got papers on you. But now, I'm throwing them in the trash can of my memory. Now take your little albums and your little raggedy components there that never work, and you can scat. You hear me? Just use my life up. Use my body up. Use all my time up. Boy, I don't know what to say.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 13 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. I hope everyone is still having a great and marvelous evening. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song. We're going to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthday today. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Fantasia, entitled Ain't Gonna Beg.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Every time I need someone to be there when I had me one of them crazy days,
I ain't gonna beg you.
Every time I want someone to treat me like they always said they were gonna treat me like,
I ain't gonna beg you.
Cause I let you slide before, but I see you ain't gonna learn. Since you like to play with,
test this out right quick on your ass. Now keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. So y'all get nice about it. All right. Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? Okay. See how y'all groove to it. Paul and Tyrone.
I'm so ready. remember one Sunday evening, I was sitting at home, and my best friend came over, and he looked at me with tears in his eyes. I ain't even have to ask him what's wrong. He looked at me, he said, I didn't go to work today. He said, I followed my woman to the traveling hotel. And it broke my heart, oh. And I said, man, maybe you just ought to forget about it. And he said, Sir Charles, maybe you've never been in love. Or maybe you never felt the pain that I feel for a little girl. But all I know, I know, I know. And I sat there watching the tears roll down his face. And he looked me in my eyes and he said these words. I just can't let go. No, no, no. Just can't let go. No, no, no. And then he said, I never miss one day from work. Never deny her the least little thing. I'm a father to the children. Sometimes I cook the food, bring home my money, let her do what she wanna do. He said, I know that I'm a good man. Why does she do the thing that she do? Why don't she understand? Still, I can't let go. No, no, no. Just can't let go. No, 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 no. He said, I love the pretty little girl. I can't let go. No. It ain't cool, but everybody down the line somewhere been a fool. And then I stepped in and I said, man, you got a woman with a heart that's cold just like ice. But everyone will be a fool once, but never be a fool twice. But he said, just can't let go. Just can't let go. No, no, no. Just can't let go. No, 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 no. Just can't let go.
Everyone, you are tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 7 minutes after the hour. I kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian today is Lunel.
next comedian coming up. She is very, very funny, all the way from Oakland, California. This is her fifth appearance on BET Comic Butte. Y'all give it to my girl, Lanelle. Give it to her.
Saying that, first of all, you guys are ballers for real. To stand in them lines in that heat, give yourselves a round of applause. We are so happy that you guys do that for us. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I mean, I came all the way out from Oakland, California. I came out here. I'm trying to bling bling. Y'all like my little fit? I'm trying to get my bling on. But I got major faults in this outfit. For instance, like, okay, sisters, y'all know, what type of bra would one wear with an outfit like this? Strapless, yeah, not me. I don't even own a strapless bra. You know, I had to make do. Sometimes you gotta make do, honey. And yes, you saw the pants is way up here. Yes, they is. I done been to Victoria's Secret. They ain't got nothing in there for me. I put on a thong last week. I couldn't even find it. My tummy rolled up. Matching bra and panty set since the seventh grade. I got issues. Some of y'all got issues too. There's some women in here, praise God. Just left church, probably still got your stockings on. On the way to the show, the whole crotch busted out, the whole thing. Oh Lord, I'm about to be naked up in here. I ain't ashamed though. See, you gotta be secure in your body. I'm secure in mine. I know what my flaws is. I ain't got to suck my stomach in no more. I'm 42 damn years old. I got a child. What I'ma suck my stomach in for? Make me poop. Anyway, I'm recently engaged, for those of you who give a damn. I'm recently engaged, and my fiance's name is Ronald Dwayne Christian, which will make me a Christian after all, daggummit. And I'm glad that, you know, it's a relief to finally find the last penis you ever gonna have to look at up close. You know, it's a search to find the right one. You gotta kiss a lot of frogs before you get a prince, honey. If you men are making love right, what you need to know is that the vagina, see, have a back room to it. See, you can just be making love, hitting it like that, but when you hit it and it go back in that back room, that's who you want to marry right there. That's who you want to marry. I love my man because he be putting it down. He be putting it down. See, what happened when women got used to you weak love-making men? There was an era where you men didn't take but 15, 20 strokes, and we had y'all set. We get the check, the car, wasn't no work, didn't even have to sweat. But they're coming back. A lot of these brothers getting back off that crack. They're coming back. They're coming back to us. And they're coming back with a vengeance. They're like, damn, I've been smoking for 15 years. I got to get some up in this one. And they be putting it down. I'm talking about grab the top of your... Thank you. compose myself, I get all emotional talking about my man. But I'm very glad to be engaged. You know, once again, I just want to reiterate that because my family don't really believe it. My father, I told him, I said, Daddy, you supposed to pay for the wedding now. He said, you 42 years old. I said, well, damn, does that make my wedding any less interesting because I'm 42 than 22? I ain't got three failed marriages. It's my first wedding. Well, I'm going to give you $200. I got an OG father. I said, Daddy, the colors for the wedding are going to be gold and cream color. Now, I want you to get a cream color tuxedo, and I want you to wear gold tie, gold color. I ain't wearing no gold. I'm 82 years old. What do I look like wearing some gold? I'm going to wear my blue suit. Daddy, but I ain't wearing no gold. I'm wearing my, what's wrong with my blue suit? Nothing, Daddy. Just wear it. So I'm really obsessed now because they say statistically, for a single black female, a mother over the age of 40 in America getting married for the first time, they say the statistics of you doing that is less than 2%. But see, I got something for you behind. Law conquers all. There's somebody out there for everybody. I ain't got to hold my stomach in no more. To run in the bathroom and fart, no more. I can lay right in the bed and poop, and he ain't even getting up. He ain't even cussing me out. That I love. I love my man so much, I got to have him with me. He wasn't able to be here at the table because he home working. Working? Hello? He home working, wasn't able to be with me, but I brought a little piece of him with me because I just love to have, I got to have some. I'm so obsessed with, I love him so much, I just have to always keep something around me to remind me of him. Well, y'all already know I got issues, just for good luck. You know, the lights in here make things appear larger than they really, really are. My name is Billy Dell. I'm out of back of the
before I let you go, can I get a kiss? Sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind. Cause if it was, then you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, or sitting around pouting all day long. Now how in the hell do you expect me to understand when I don't even know what's wrong? Let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. Baby, let's straighten it out. For the last 5 nights, honey, when we went to bed, oh, I could tell something just wasn't right. When you turned your back to me and you covered your head, or you didn't even say goodnight. Now if you're tired, you don't want to be bothered, baby, just say the word and I'll leave you alone. Instead of
you had the other night, remember? Well, today is not nothing. Just don't let them leave you, honey. So then you'll find out that it wasn't those real big things you loved about her. It was the real small things. Go on and laugh, but it's true. You know, things that you've seen 1,000 times around the house but never paid any attention to? Like helping with the groceries, helping in the yard, painting and repairing and paying the bills. But you know now, all I have is memories and regrets. I could have given our love a chance to grow, but no, I had to challenge it and be heard. Let me tell you something. That female liberation stuff, I don't know, sometimes I don't think it's worth it. And I'm really feeling kind of bad, y'all. I'm catching hell. Living here alone.
My with dogs not trying to start. No commotion, for the man you claim is yours says it's mine, and he loves me too. Same promises to you, the honest truth. Yes, we both are fools.
Seems that you're the one who's calling me. Oh, he belongs to me, only me. You don't want no confrontation with me, boo. I don't know what he's telling you, but it seems to me that you're confused.
I'm his only woman, and what you're saying, see, I don't care.
Thank you. this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you've ever then you know.
Sunday family day.
Get
your shit.
Get your shit.
Whatever you're making a fool of yourself, yeah, yeah.
Sit down, you're comfortable. Yeah. How long have we known each other? About 10 months? Yeah, I think it's, yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh. Congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? He should be real proud to have someone like you. Oh, yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is... Well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months. And I've been carrying it around with me. And it's getting heavier and heavier every day. And, you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. Yeah. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to let feel on you. But, dear, you see... I'm gonna take you back to my childhood anyway. See, we had quite a big family. We weren't, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. She taught us the golden rule, 10 commandments. And She said, son, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal, don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did a few little things like shoot hooky. I guess every kid is shoot hooky, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work with what I got, you know, tried to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime, according to the court of love, if there is such a court. But, you know, sometimes you're forced into things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way, you know, and you can fall. And the more you, something just like being in quicksand, too, the more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I don't take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, there's a lot of talk going around town. And I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong, because I don't want nobody to bother anything that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind, but you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now, I stand accused of loving you too much, and I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty. Loving you oh yeah. I can't help myself. I'm a victim of circumstance. And just one touch of your hand. I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand. And I'm shouting out all over the land.
Coming from Oklahoma. Oklahoma drops the National Guard benefits for all couples to avoid serving same-sex couples. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon announced earlier this month that the state National Guard will no longer allow any married couples to apply for spousal benefits. Why? To avoid having to provide benefits to same-sex couples. Since the Supreme Court overturned a portion of DOMA, same-sex couples are eligible for federal benefits equal to those received by different-sex couples. But because of Oklahoma doesn't recognize marriage equality, state officials would rather make it harder for everyone to receive benefits than recognize same-sex couples. Fallon says, quote, Oklahoma law is clear. The state of Oklahoma does not recognize same-sex marriages, nor does it confer marriage benefits to same-sex couples. The decision reached today allows the National Guard to obey Oklahoma law without violating federal rules or policies. It protects the integrity of our state constitution and sends a message to federal government that they cannot simply ignore our laws or the will of the people. Because all of Oklahoma National Guard ID printing machines are now in place and operating on federal properties, the state is technically considered to be in compliance with federal directives. Married couples can only apply for benefits those federal facilities and nor any of the state-owned facilities. This concludes our news segment. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network, and be sure to stay tuned to our network. Have a great day. God bless.